Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Glad you can join me today. As always, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship, marketing, life in general, as well as faith. You know, today I think I really just had my wake-up call. When I say my wake-up call, I mean that frustration of consuming content that has no value. I was watching this video, and in the video, there was a situation that occurred where a guy, you know, got his package stolen. And he decided, he went and talked to the police. He showed him the video. He had video and everything. And the police said, hey, nothing we can do for you. So he took the time to build something to catch potential thieves. When they would open up the box, glitter would come out, or it would make different noises, or the fart spray and everything. And the reason why I bring this up, because I think in life we end up finding who we are, or our calling per se, is when something forces us in that corner. And today was that day for me. I've realized that I'm tired of people putting out, selling material that is horrible. That they're just selling you something to sell you something and not really offering you value. And I made it, now it has become my mission, because after that, I'm frustrated, if you can't tell, God. I'm just making it my mission to actually focus on, when I get to a point to putting out material with regard to wanting to charge you a fee, that I need to make sure that material really over delivers, that I'm not going to give you some material from 2 to 3 years ago, that this content is fresh. This content is something that you can apply. I think we should really start looking at the word content and start dissecting that a little bit more, because a lot of times we get, when we hear content, we think we don't add value to the content. It's just content. And what I mean by that is saying that, here, won't you, you really need to have this. This will make you better. But there's a lot of free stuff out there that's better than that. And it's not about free, because there are some really good creators out there that put some really good content together. I mean, amazing over deliver. But you always, always want to give someone else an opportunity, because if they're speaking something that you're studying, you're like, oh, well, let me check it out. And to find out it's trash irritates me, because that lets me know who you are as a person. That it was never about the customer experience. It was about the customer transaction. I'll say that again. It wasn't about the customer's experience. It was about the customer transaction. And I never want to be a customer transaction type person. I never want to just give you something without an experience. If it's paid for, especially if it's paid for. And I'll even expand on what I mean by experience and transaction. A transaction is, here you are, you bought this, but I know it's probably not my best work, but I'm going to sell it to you like it is. Versus experience is, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to over deliver. Who really does as well is Russell Brunson. he continues to over-deliver. He provides not just, okay, well, here's just the hamburger. Well, he says, hey, I'm going to give you everything on top of the hamburger. Plus, I'm going to give you the fries. Plus, I'm going to give you the soda that goes with the meal. Oh, by the way, I don't know, you know, if you like desserts, but you know what? I'm going to also throw in the dessert. So then it makes sense. And you're just saying, well, now there's certain, but it's just certain experience you have to go through, I think. And it's frustrating. Because I had to go through it again, which I thought I was done with this. But I really wasn't. I thought I was done buying courses or buying information. Or was it that I just have an expectation in which everyone should be over-delivering? Because to me, that's a customer experience. It's not a customer transaction. So anyway, I'm not going to talk long on it. This is my customer experience versus a customer transaction rant, I guess we'll call it. But I'm frustrated about that because I'm tired of seeing that continually over and over again. And it's just getting to a point where, especially now that, you know, a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, I'm seeing, but the only way you know understand this is you have to go through it. And that's why I said, I gave you that story about the guy that built this mechanism in order to catch thieves that were stealing his packages. And so the only way that I know that I can stop some of this, these people putting out bad content, is I have to create better content. I have to create a better customer experience when I'm in that space. So I want to thank this person, and I'm not going to say his or her name, but I really, truly want to thank this person because I got a little frustrated, as I keep saying over and over, but I got frustrated because of the fact that I trusted what they were delivering. And now that I know it was only, you know, some videos, and then try to make it look sweet, like you throwing in, a spreadsheet or, you know, a couple documents, but not really no value. So, again, I just want to thank this person. And, you know, I have that Michael Jordan mindset. I don't forget things like this. So I'll see you. I'll see you when I pass you because I've just learned a valuable lesson that I thought I was through with. So thank you for teaching me. Till next time. Wait a minute. No, I'm just playing. Till next time, guys.